अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जाय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जाय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जाय। गंगा माई की जाय। जमुना माई की जाय। भक्ति देवी की जाय। तुलसी महारानी की जाय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Vishatarine. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 11th chapter, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. Text 17. There are two verses, 16 and 17 together. So I'll read the 16 through and then I'll read 17 together. निशम्म पृष्ठमायान्तं वसुदेव महामना अक्रूरश्चोग्रसेनश्च रामश्चाद्भुतविक्रमः प्रद्युम्नास् चारुदेष्णस् च साम्बो जाम्बवती सुतः प्रहर्ष वेगोच्छासित शयनासन भोजन प्रद्युम्नश्चारुदेष्णश्च साम्ब जाम्बवती सुतः प्रहर्ष वेगोच्छासित शयनासन भोजन प्रद्युम्नश्चारुदेष्णश्च साम्ब जाम्बवती सुतः प्रहर्ष वेगोच्छासित शयनासन भोजन प्रद्युम्नश्चारुदेष्णश्च साम्ब जाम्बवती सुतः प्रहर्ष वेगच्छसित शयनासन भोजन प्रद्युम्न प्रद्युम्न चारुदेष्णा चारुदेष्णा च एंड साम्बह साम्ब जाम्बवती सुतः द सन ऑफ जाम्बवती प्रहर्ष एक्सट्रीम हैप्पीनेस वेगा फोर्स उच्छासित बीइंग इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय Shayana, lying down, Asana, sitting on, bhojana, dining. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarka Dham, magnanimous Vasudev, Akrura, Ugrasen, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful Pradyumna, Charudeshna and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned their resting, sitting and dining. So this is the translation of both the verses together. So we'll read it together. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarka, magnanimous Vasudev, Akrura, Ugrasen, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful Pradyumna, Charudeshna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abundant, resting, sitting, and dining. This has a very long purport. Okay, you can just read it through. Vasudev, son of King Surasena, husband of Devaki and father of Lord Krishna. He is the brother of Kunti and father of Subhadra. Subhadra was married with her cousin Arjuna. And this system is still prevalent in some parts of India. Vasudev was appointed minister of Ugrasen, and later on he married 8 daughters of Ugrasen's brother Devak. Devaki is one of them. Kamsa was his brother-in-law, and Vasudev accepted voluntary imprisonment by Kamsa on mutual agreement to deliver the 8th son of Devaki. This was foiled by the will of Krishna. As maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active parts in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. He sent for the priest Kashyapa at the Shatashringa Parvat and he executed the function. When Krishna appeared within the bars of Kamsa's prison house, he was transferred by Vasudev to the house of Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna. At Gokul, Krishna disappeared along with Baladev prior to the disappearance of Vasudev, and Arjun, Vasudev's nephew, undertook the charge of the funeral ceremony after Vasudev's disappearance. Akrura, the commander-in-chief of the Vrishni dynasty and a great devotee of Lord Krishna, Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by the one single process of offering prayers. He was the husband of Shutani, daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjun, and Arjun took Subhadra forcibly away by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Akrura went to see Arjun after his successful kidnapping of Subhadra. Both of them presented dowries to Arjun after this incident. Akrura was present also when Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttara, mother of Maharaj Parikshit. Ahuk, the father-in-law of Akrura, was not on good terms with Akrura, but both of them were devotees of Lord Krishna. Ugrasen, one of the powerful kings of the Vrishni dynasty and cousin of Maharaj Kunti Bhoj. His other name is Ahuka. His minister was Vasudev and his son was the nephew of Kamsa. This Kamsa imprisoned his father and became the king of Mathura. By the grace of Lord Krishna and his brother Lord Balaram, Kamsa was killed and Ugrasen was reinstalled on the throne. When Shalya attacked the city of Dwarka, Ugrasen fought very valiantly and repulsed the enemy. Ugrasen inquired from Naradji about the divinity of Lord Krishna. When the Jodu dynasty was to be vanquished, Ugrasen was entrusted with the iron lump produced from the womb of Samba. He cut the iron lump into pieces and then pasted it and mixed it up with the sea water on the coast of Dwarka. After this, he ordered complete prohibition within the city of Dwarka and the kingdom. He got salvation after his death. Baladev, he is the divine son of Vasudev by his wife Rohini. He is also known as Rohini Nandana, the beloved son of Rohini. He was also entrusted to Nanda Maharaj along with his mother Rohini when Vasudev embraced imprisonment by mutual agreement with Kamsa. So Nanda Maharaj is also the foster father of Baladev along with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev are constant companions from their very childhood. Although they were stepbrothers, he is the plenary manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he is as good and powerful as Lord Krishna. He belongs to the Vishnu Tattva, the principle of Godhead. He attended the Sayambara ceremony of Draupadi along with Krishna. When Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna, by the organized plan of Sri Krishna, Baladev was very angry with Arjuna and wanted to kill him at once. Sri Krishna, for the sake of his dear friend, fell at the feet of Lord Baladev and implored him not to be so angry. Sri Baladev was thus satisfied. Similarly, he was once very angry with the Kauravas, and he wanted to throw their whole city into the depths of the Jamuna. But the Kauravas satisfied him by surrendering unto his divine lotus feet. He was actually the seventh son of Devaki prior to the birth of Lord Krishna, but by the will of the Lord he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to escape the wrath of Kamsa. His other name is therefore Shankarshan, who is also the plenary portion of Sri Baladev. Because he is as powerful as Lord Krishna and can bestow spiritual power to the devotees, he is therefore known as Baladev. In the Vedas also it is enjoined that no one can know the Supreme Lord without being favored by Baladev. Bala means spiritual strength, not physical. Some less intelligent persons interpret Bala as the strength of the body, but no one can have spiritual realization by physical strength. Physical strength ends with the end of the physical body, but spiritual strength follows the spirit soul to the next transmigration. And therefore, the strength obtained by Baladev is never wasted. The strength is eternal, and thus Baladev is the original spiritual master of all devotees. Sri Baladev was also a class friend of Lord Sri Krishna as a student of Sandipani Muni. In his childhood, he killed many asuras along with Sri Krishna, and specifically he killed the Dhenukasura at Talavan. During the Kurukshetra battle, he remained neutral, and he tried his best not to bring about the fight. He was in favor of Duryodhan, but still he remained neutral. When there was a club fight between Duryodhan and Bhimsen, he was present at the spot. He was angry at Bhimsen when the latter struck Duryodhan on the thigh or below the belt, and he wanted to retaliate the unfair action. Lord Sri Krishna saved Bhima from his wrath, but he left the place at once, being disgusted at Bhimsen. And after his departure, Duryodhan fell to the ground to meet his death. The funeral ceremony of Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was performed by him, as he was the maternal uncle. It was impossible to be performed by any one of the Pandavas, who were all overwhelmed with grief. At the last stage, he departed from this world by producing a great white snake from his mouth, and thus he was carried by Seshanag in the shape of a serpent. Pradyumna, incarnation of Kamdev, or according to others, incarnation of Sanat Kumar, born as the son of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna and Lakshmi Devi Srimati Rukmini, the principal queen of Dwarka. He was one of those who went to congratulate Arjuna upon his marrying Subhadra. He was one of the great generals who fought with Shalya, and while fighting with him, he became unconscious on the battlefield. His chariot brought him back to the camp from the battlefield, and for this action, he was very sorry and rebuked his charioteer. However, he fought again with Shalya and was victorious. He heard all about the different demigods from Naradji. He is one of the four plenary expansions of Lord Shri Krishna. He is the third one. He inquired from his father, Shri Krishna, about the glories of the Brahmanas. During the fratricidal war amongst the descendants of Jadu, he died at the hand of Bhoja, another king of the Vrishnis. After his death, he was installed in his original position. Charudeshna, another son of Lord Shri Krishna and Rukmini Devi. He was also present during the Sayambara ceremony of Draupadi. He was a great warrior like his brothers and father. He fought with Vivindika and killed him in the fight. Samba, one of the great heroes of the Jadu dynasty and the son of Lord Krishna, by his wife Jambavati. He learned the military art of throwing arrows from Arjuna, and he became a member of parliament during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthir. He was present during the Rajasheya Yogya of Maharaj Yudhishthir. When all the Vrishnis were assembled during the time of Prabhash Yajna, his glorious activities were narrated by Shaktaki before Lord Baladev. He was also present along with his father, Lord Sri Krishna, during the Ashwamedh Yajna performed by Yudhishthir. He was presented before some rishis falsely dressed as a pregnant woman by his brothers, and in fun he asked the rishis what he was going to deliver. The rishis replied that he would deliver a lump of iron which would be the cause of fratricidal war in the family of Jadu. The next day in the morning, Samba delivered a large lump of iron which was entrusted with Ugrasen for necessary action. Actually, later on, there was the foretold fratricidal war, and Samba died in that war. So all the sons of Krishna left their respective places and, leaving aside all engagements, including lying down, sitting and dining, hastened towards their exalted father. Hare Krishna.
So, very beautifully described, Srila Prabhupada, very beautifully described these wonderful personalities. Who did we get to hear here? We get to hear about Vasudev. Who is Vasudev? Vasudev is Krishna and Balaram's father. Ugrasen, who was the father of Kamsa, and he was imprisoned by Kamsa. And Krishna actually, after killing Kamsa, reinstated Ugrasen in the throne. And then Akrura. Akrura is famous for carrying Krishna away from Vrindavan in a chariot to Mathura, while Krishna killed Kamsa. And then we get to hear about Samba, Charudeshna and Pradyumna. First Pradyumna, Samba, and Pradyumna, Charudeshna and Samba. Pradyumna and Charudeshna are the sons of Rukmini Devi, Mahalakshmi, and Samba is the son of Jambavati. Now, who is Rukmini in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes? Chandravali is Rukmini. And who is Jambavati? Lalita Devi is Jambavati. Krishna's, all the gopis of Vrindavan actually became the queens in Dwarka. 16,000 queens of Dwarka are the 16,008 gopis. Out of them, 8 are principal. And along with Srimati Radharani. And who is Radharani in Dwarka, in Krishna's Dwarka pastimes? Satyabhama. Satyabhama became, Radharani became Satyabhama, Chandravali became Rukmini. And in this way they changed their position. In Dwarka, Rukmini is prominent, but in Vrindavan, Srimati, Radharani is prominent. And when Radharani appeared in Dwarka, she became Satyabhama. And Satyabhama was not so prominent. The most prominent queen, the principal queen, is Rukmini. Actually, Radharani is the embodiment of emotion. Love. And Chandravali is intelligence. So in Vrindavan, intelligence is secondary and emotion is prominent. In love affairs, there is no room for intelligence. It's all emotion. So in Vrindavan, Radharani is prominent. But in Dwarka, where it is majesty, rule, there emotion is not prominent. When one is ruling, then one cannot be emotional, but one has to be very intelligent. Therefore, Rukmini Devi, who is actually Chandravali in Vrindavan, and as Chandravali, she is playing a secondary role in Vrindavan. Although she is Radharani's sister, but she is Radharani's competitor also. There is a competition between love. And why? Because through the competition, the love becomes intensified. Radharani's love, the glories of Radharani's love became enhanced due to this competition. Like better, good, better, best. Right? Relative and superlative. Better is relative. So in relation, it is better. But the other consideration is better than the best. The best is the best, the supreme, the highest. But even better than the best, that is Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan.